And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we're talking turkey today, baby. And we just spent a minute talking about some quesadillas and some pot pie, two great things to use your surplus turkey on. I made 3 pounds of stuffing for two of us. That's how much I love stuffing. It's bad for me, but I love it, man. And I use those Pepperidge Farms seasoned, and they were white bread and brown bread mixed together, and you know, with a little chicken stock in there and the drippings from the turkey. Now, do you put your stuffing in the bird or do it on the side, or do you do both?
Well, again, this is my wife, Maureen. Well, so yeah, okay. She stuffs it, and then she makes another pan of it because our family also is really keen on stuff. Everybody loves stuffing. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Now, did yours have a lot of stuff in it, like nuts and dried fruits?
You know,
fruits
she
and
used
stuff,
to do that, and she used to put sausage in it.
Right.
That was the best. Yeah. She doesn't do that anymore. But she takes the stuff out of the center of the bird and mixes it in with the plain stuff from the oven.
Oh.
And then she takes some of that and puts it in muffin tins and makes these cool little... I was talking about that last week, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's very good.
Yeah. So for breakfast... Turkey's just not for dinner anymore. For breakfast, I chop it up really small and mix it in with some hash browns, the strings, not American fries, but hash browns.
Really?
And mix that in there and spice that up with quite a little bit of garlic. And I do a little red pepper flake just to give it a little bit of spice in those potatoes. And, you know, enough good garlic EVO or butter EVO, whatever you want, just to get them crisp. But just little bits of turkey in there with that little bit of bite to it. Mm, man, that's really good with a couple fried eggs. You know, again, you sit there looking at this stuff. It's like, what can I do with all of this? And you just got to try to get creative with it. It'd be interesting. Hit us on Facebook and let us know what your favorite leftover recipe is for turkey, because that'd be kind of cool to
catalog that. There's another one that I tried a couple years ago, and we didn't do it last year, but if I have any left, I might try this. And it's turkey egg rolls.
Really?
And they're really, I saw it in like Food Network magazine probably.
Right.
And you just basically, you buy these egg roll wraps. And you take a little stuffing, a little mashed potato, and a little turkey, and you put it in that wrap, and you roll it up like a doobie. I mean, like a grape leaf or something. And then
you can say doobie now. It's legal.
When you get to the end, you put some you brush it with an egg. Okay, you get your little brush, and you brush it with an egg to seal it. And then you set them on a parchment paper or something and let them kind of adhere. And you get your deep fryer or whatever you're going to fry in. Deep fryer is the best. And you just drop them in there. But in the meantime, you're also taking that cranberry. If like Maureen makes a great fresh cranberry relish. And then you take some apple cider and some sugar and vegetable oil. And you simmer that down and you make kind of a sweet and sour cranberry sauce out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you dip those egg rolls. I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
Wow.
A little bit of turkey, a little mashed potato, a little stuffing. It's just like, you know,
right.
Chinese Thanksgiving.
Right. Do you guys like Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
I do too. And I'm just taken aback by cooking them in some olive oil, and then finishing them with balsamic, right? And then we've talked about this new seasoning. It's kind of a seasonal thing from Badia. It's called Complete. And putting some of that there with the olive oil.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
I do. With the olive oil. But cooking those down so that they start to break apart a little bit. And then taking those and putting them in a turkey taco. And I've just thought of that while I'm sitting here. I bet it'd be wonderful because there's a restaurant in Grand Rapids that is called Donkey, and they are a kind of a gourmet taco joint. And they do a Brussels sprout and pork
taco. I bet they're deep frying. They're cutting them in half and deep frying.
No, these weren't. These were pan fried because you could taste the balsamic on them, and they were a little broken down a little bit. I think deep frying would firm them up and make them crisp.
No, it makes them open up like a flower and they get crispy.
Yeah, these weren't. I mean, these were beautiful. Yeah, they'd be good. They'd be good, but I think that
they'd be good.
A turkey nacho would be, you know, and a turkey taco.
We're talking turkey.
Man,
this
we
is...
are, and as we sit here, we're just rambling on
Mr.
about.
Mr. Producer, tell me. Things tell you can do. How much time do we have left? Yeah, so we right. Can bail out.
Can we shut him up? Can we shut him up? Yeah.
Okay, so you know our house is big on nachos,
right?
So when you do that whole combination of the turkey and the tahine and garlic and onions and peppers in a pan,
right?
That's good for like any kind of Mexican profile, and we love nachos,
right?
And I'm so hungry right now just thinking about nachos,
mm-hmm.
but. That might be a great time to introduce bacon, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When is there a bad time to introduce bacon? Right.
There
exactly.
Isn't.
Now, we talked a little bit during the break about vac sealing your turkey and when to do it. And it's, you know, as soon as it cools down, then to capture the moisture, I would do it right away. You know, whatever serving sizes you want. But you and I have a sous vide machine, which is really what it does is you put a vac sealed portion of food, whatever it is, and you put it submerged in water, and then the sous vide machine circulates the water and heats the water to a designated temperature, whatever you set it at.
It looks like your wife's curling iron.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it's made for this. Right. Right. And it circulates the water.
Don't put the curling iron
in
the water.
The beautiful thing about this is you can set a digital temperature, say 135 degrees, and that everything is sealed inside that bag, and it brings everything up to temperature, but it locks in all the juices. You don't lose anything because it's inside the bag. There's no plastic taste because you're not cooking it that hot. You're just warming it up and warming it through, and you open it up, and it steams, and it's fresh, and it's as good as when it was cut off the bird.
Now you gave me a good reason to get mine out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because we have them, and it's one of those tools that we often forget.
Because we have them. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Turkey Network.
God, aren't we?
And we're pounding the out of turkey.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something other than turkey.
Are we?
Yep.
Maybe Boursin cheese mashed potatoes. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Today's man law. In a negotiation, never make the first offer.
That's right. If you can help it, all depends how
you
that
can.
Goes.
But you can help you, it.
Right.
You can.
Right.
It's a rule.
Right. And so you like to react to that first offer rather than lob it out there.
I want to know where their starting point is. So here's another rule. If you do make an offer, the next one to talk buys.
Really? Interesting. Buys what? Dinner?
Whatever your offer is.
Oh.
You make somebody an offer, you put the paper in front of them and you say, it's this, this, and this. Can I earn your business today? Then shut up.
Yep. Let them think.
Next one to talk buys every time, I swear. It's magic.
It's magic, man. Yeah, Bob's negotiating big deals
so,
now.
So you like to do mashed potatoes, and I, you know, this is good for your diet. doing half golden russets and half cauliflower, and then mashing them up and putting like just a buttload of heavy whipping cream on it and some garlic and Parmesan.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
No,
as I mentioned,
half the carbs
before the break. This one is no good for you. There are little boxes of cheese. They're square, like 3 inches by 3 inches, little cubes.
It's very good.
It's called Borzen cheese. It's goat cheese.
Very good.
But it's seasoned with garlic, and they've got one that's also garlic and
it's got chives. There's all kinds of different versions. There's five flavors.
So when the potatoes are mashed and they're still very hot, just crumble that stuff up in there and mix it in, and it's just makes this creamy, wonderful amount of deliciousness that it's my favorite way to do the potatoes is with this. And, you know, you've got to put a little butter and potatoes in no matter what you do. So it's a potato, right? I mean, but yeah. I like your cauliflower idea. I've never thought of that.
It's really good. My wife did it once, and I loved it, so I do them all the time.
So you boil a cauliflower just like you boil a potato.
Yeah, so I get these beautiful Idaho blonde potatoes, the small ones, and boil them for about 10 minutes. And then I carve up the cauliflower so that I cut a lot of the core out of it.
Right.
Because it doesn't mash as well. I mean, you could probably, and I could probably start using those because now I just put my immersion blender in and get everything really creamy because my wife loves creamy whipped potatoes.
Right.
They're good for a lot of
things. Great texture. Yeah. Yeah.
Let them cool. Let us know what's on your mind. Hit us up on Facebook /The Grilling Guys and let us know what you'd like us to cover because we're sick of turkey. And
probably you are too now.
If you're still listening, hello, right. Are you out there? And then don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. It's a great resource. You've got lots of turkey recipes there. All the ones we just did, you can actually download if you actually need them because they're not sophisticated. I'm sure you'll remember them. But there's a search bar in the top right. You just put in whatever you want to get. And then also, what was I going to say? Twitter. I'm Grilling Guy at Twitter. So that's a good way to find us. Oh, also, don't forget to sign up for our podcast. Because we have just hundreds and hundreds of people downloading the show every week,
right. And
they take it to work. Because maybe they're not up at 7 o'clock Sunday morning in Grand Rapids or 8 o'clock up north.
Right.
So,
well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.